Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 6. And today I'm talking about this whacked out notion that people have a full year from the wedding date to give you a gift. I don't know where that nonsense came from, but here's my theory on that. What? People have a year to give you a gift from your wedding? No. If you can't afford to give a gift the day of your wedding and the bride and groom don't know about it in advance, like you haven't had that conversation like, hey, I'm broke or I just don't have it right now or I can't pull it out of my savings or my checking account or I'm just in the hole and you still want to go to that event and the bride and groom say, listen, I understand. It's totally cool. And that's an advance notice thing. That's different. I mean, then they're basically giving you the approval to come. They understand. They know they're not getting anything. You know, your dinner might suck. No, I'm just playing. But at least they know ahead of time. If you show up to somebody's wedding and you didn't bring a gift, you are just a bad human being. You don't come to somebody else's wedding and don't bring something. I don't care if that's a card. I don't care if that's cash, a check, a gift. You do not show up to somebody else's wedding and don't bring something with you the day of the event. And what's this 1 year from the wedding date? What if you guys are no longer friends? What if something happens to the bride and groom? What if something happens to you? What if you're no longer in the area? What if you guys had a falling out? What if you went to jail? I mean, No. I don't know where that came from. I don't know who made that shit up, but you do not have a full calendar year from the date of the wedding. No. If you're going to show up at somebody's wedding and you don't have a gift in your hand when you walk in that door, turn around and walk out. Bullshit. You know how much money people pay for a wedding nowadays? The DJ, the photographer, the videographer, the photo booth, the venue, the food, the transportation, the flowers, the DIY, all that. And you're not going to at least pay your way? Hey, that's some cheap shit right there. You can pay the babysitter. You can put gas in your car. You can have your suit or your dress tailored and fucking steamed and dry cleaned and all that shit, but you can't give the bride and groom or the grooms or the brides a gift? Yo, listen to what I'm about to say right now. Fuck you. I don't even have words for that don't have four letters in them. That is just shit. That is fucking just bullshit. Uh-uh. If you don't have a gift and the bride and groom don't know about it ahead of time, don't even walk in those doors because that is just some cheeseball bullshit, freeloading crap, and I'm gonna call you out on it 10 times out of 10. Trust me, if you go home and you're the couple and you see people that didn't put envelopes in there and they don't come to you within the first 2 weeks after the wedding and apologize because they forgot to put it in there, fucking tell them. Like, yo, call them out on that shit because that's crap. Trust me. I'm ESG. That's great advice. Take it or leave it. Peace, love, and God above it. I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Sometimes I give myself the setting up.